Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. For the month of February, there's a collective show of installation art like no other. It's called the Art Shanty Project. Think Burning Man gone ice fishing in Minnesota. Each winter, artists create unique and interactive art shanties on the ice of White Bear Lake. It's open to the public Saturdays and Sundays in February from 10 to 4. The ice is filled with pedaling polar bears and boogie shacks and geodesic domes with button-making machines and so much more. I spoke with Jill Emmer, the official photographer of the Art Shanty Project.
The art shanties have been going on in one form or another for about 10 years. They started out in Medicine Lake, and over time they moved to White Bear Lake, which is just north of St. Paul. It's a wonderful little artistic village of frozen art shanties right on the frozen White Bear Lake.
It looks like something between an ice fishing village and Burning Man.
That's like the perfect way to describe it, yes. And what's funny is Burning Man is actually one of their sponsors. But yeah, they're basically inspired by ice houses, and each artist puts a different spin on it. From the outside, looking in, they're very beautiful, interesting, but what makes them extraordinary is when you interact with the artist and you learn what each shanty is about, and each one is very unique and has its own personality and story and a different way of interacting.
Of all things, to go out to a frozen lake and see some art, this is incredibly interactive. Share if you have a favorite or two.
One of our family's favorite was the Slumber Party shanty, which is two-story high shanty. And when you first walk in, it's like you're entering a room that is supposed to be under the bed. And you can see, like, if you look up, you see, like, the wooden slats, and there's a monster that greets you. She's quite friendly. And she has a dust bunny collection hanging on her wall. She also has a family portrait on her wall. And my favorite thing is it has the tag that it's a federal offense to remove hanging from the ceiling. And then there's a ladder, and you can see light pouring in, and you climb up the ladder, and you're on a second floor where the slumber party, and you're actually on the bed. So you're above the monster under the bed, and you're on the bed, and it's all mattresses, and there's artists upstairs, and they have all sorts of slumber party games, the old school kind, like telling your fortune and, you know, braiding hair and playing Legos and anything you can think of at a slumber party is what you would do up there. And it's actually a really beautiful space, too, because it's surrounded by fiberglass that's see-through, so it gains a lot of solar heat. It was a frigid day when we were there, and it was warm enough where we all wanted to take our coats off. And they didn't have any other source of heat, just the solar, at that time.
And the other fun thing is they're not all shanties.
Yes, they also have a whole performance artist aspect to it. There's dancers, there's a band, there's art cars. There was a guy out there that was just standing out on the ice with three jugs of water, offering people the opportunity to taste different natural spring water from local springs. All sorts of different things.
I just want to say that from your photos, I really enjoyed the Ouija
yes.
Tatter.
I think that's the first time I've ever seen a six-person teeter-totter, all connected. And it's definitely the first time I've ever seen a six-person teeter-totter connected to a Ouija board. And you are supposed to ask it your most pressing questions and give it a spin, and the Ouija board will give you an answer as you totter.
Hey, thanks for joining us and sharing your experience and your work with the Art Shanty Project.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. I'm honored.
The Art Shanty Project is fun for the whole family, but leave the dog at home. To find out more about how to enjoy some true winter art, check out the links to the Art Shanty Project at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Ian Ducharme and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on our homepage and under programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.